Welcome to The Gatsby Show. I am Sebastian, your host, and we will be talking today and exploring the book, The Great Gatsby. The story of Great Gatsby centers around three characters, Nick Carraway, Jay Gatsby, and Daisy Buchanan. The topics of this book that they explore are love, relationship, and wealth. Today, I'm gathered and welcomed by Victor, Brandon, and Moises, and we're just going to be discussing the book that we read. So, The Great Gatsby is a nice story about love, relationship, and wealth. Love and relationship are topics that, as a youth today, we really use a lot because everybody has a relationship with somebody. Everybody has love for somebody, whether it's your parents, a friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. And wealth is really relevant because everybody wants to be successful and rich. And a lot of people say with success comes money or with money comes success. So wealth is a topic that we discuss a lot. The human nature of people to want success and wealth and love, to be loved and have relationships, is just default actions that every person has. We all look at literature for understanding because literature has been here forever and has recorded every action and reaction to anything. So today I'm going to interview Victor, Brandon, and Moises, and I just have a couple questions for you guys. So Victor, I'll start off with you. Would you do what Gatsby did for love, which is lie after Daisy ran over that girl?
I've done a lot of stupid things for love, and I feel like lying wouldn't be one of the worst things that I've done. So yeah, I feel like I would go as far as to lie for somebody.
Okay. How about you, Brandon? How do you feel about this topic?
I would do what Gatsby did, because I would become somebody fake, lie about all these stuff, and give way for love.
Alright, good to know. Moises, how do you feel?
I feel completely opposite as Brandon is Victor. I think love is never that strong, and that guy probably has some serious problems. He really became wealthy just for love, and then not only that, he planned it all out. That guy was sick. He had to be. How do you keep that love for somebody that didn't even show love and didn't hold the same love that you had for her? And moved on and had a kid. Also, I would not lie, risking my life and my future being such a wealthy man and a loved man like Gatsby was.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think personally, I wouldn't do what he did because, I mean, that man had his whole life ahead of him. And basically everything he did was to get Daisy back, but it backfired at the end. So, I mean, now he's dead. And that kind of sucks for him. So the next question I have for you, Victor. What do you think it would be like to be rich?
To be rich would be one of my greatest desires. I would love to buy all the things that I want. The money has always been a problem in my life, and I feel like if I were rich, I wouldn't have to worry about half of the stuff that I already worry about. Because being rich apparently helps you find love, which is kind of stupid. But at the same time, I feel like it would help a lot.
Alright, yeah. That makes sense. A lot of people can agree with that too. What about you, Brad? What do you think?
Well, I think it's like to be rich. I would love to be rich. I would love to sustain my life for a long time just to destroy it by doing some dumb things. Being rich is like, having money.
Okay. Great answer, Brandon. Great answer. Moises, how do you feel?
I feel like being rich, if being rich is exactly how it was portrayed in the movie The Great Gatsby, while he was alive and while he had everything, everybody loved him and he was the center of attention to everybody. Everybody would talk about him, but it's all just fake love. Because at the end of the day, whenever he died, the only person that showed up to his funeral was Nick. Somebody he had not known for as long as all those other people that claimed to be his friends that would go to his parties and everything. Being rich, it comes with a lot of benefits, but I haven't experienced this, so I don't know, but it looks like it has a lot of negatives too. And yeah, it brings a lot of fake love that's not needed. So I don't want to be rich, I just want to be comfortable enough.
Yeah, back to what you were saying about how only one person showed up to the funeral. It reminds me of a situation going on with Nipsey Hussle, a rapper that died, and everybody showing him all this love, but nobody said the same thing about him back when he was still alive doing charity and all that. So, I mean, obviously I'd like to be rich because, I mean, 99% of my problems would be solved with money. So being rich would be a nice add-on to life, and I think it would just make everything stress-free. But that's all we have today, guys. So this is going to be me saying goodbye from the Gatsby Show here with Victor, Brandon, and Moises. Good night.